This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. This is a big year for Vietnamese rice and coffee exports. Vietnam became the biggest coffee exporter, and it may also become the top rice supplier to the world. The country has long been second in rice exports, but this year Vietnam is expected to pass Thailand by about 500,000 tons. For the long term, Vietnam is increasing the quality of its rice and looking to expand in the Chinese market. Vietnam became the top coffee exporter this year because of bad weather in Brazil. But some say Vietnamese agricultural policies may not help the country stay on top for long. Le Ngoc Bao is director of Vietnam's Western Highlands Agroforestry Scientific and Technical Institute.
Firstly, Vietnam's government has no policy to expand the area for coffee. In August of 2012, the Minister of Agriculture made the decision to approve the master plan to develop the coffee industry to the year 2020 and our vision up to the year 2030. For this master plan to the year 2020, the total area of coffee in Vietnam will be reduced to 500,000 hectares.
Almost all of the beans are Robusta. These have a strong taste and are often used to make espresso and instant coffee. They are higher in caffeine and considered lower in quality than top varieties. But the chairman of Chung Nguyen, Vietnam's largest coffee company, wants to improve the image of his country's beans. Dong Le Nguyen Vu says they just need to be marketed better.
We have the quantity and quality of Robusta, which is the number one in the world. But we are lacking one thing, that is the packing industry, display industry, and storytelling industry, to make the world understand exactly what the world needs. Vietnam should be a great nation, not only in quantity.
Mei Chuong has been farming coffee beans for more than 30 years. Mei Chuong says a drip irrigation system financed by the company saves water and labor.
In the first year before we had the system, our productivity was only 800 kilograms per hectare. But in the second year after installing the system, productivity went up to 1,400 kilograms per hectare. Last year, from our notes from start to end of harvest, productivity was 2,040 kilograms.
People in Vietnam do not drink a lot of coffee. The French started growing coffee beans in the former colony and influenced the local style of preparation. John Owens is an American teaching English. He says he has come to enjoy the strong flavor of the local drip brew in Ban Ma Thuot, in Vietnam's coffee-growing heartland.
I've never heard about it till I came here. I don't think they market it or they brand it. I think it's they put it with other coffee.
Chung Nguyen is trying to change that by marketing new coffee products and working with farmers to improve quality and efficiency in production. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.